What goes into a prince's education today? For Britain's Prince William, nature played an important role in his education this last winter as the future king went on a 10-week expedition in Chile with Raleigh International. The experience was a very different one for the prince. He kayaked in ocean fjords, tracked a rare deer, and was stranded on a beach during a storm. He also got used to sleeping on the ground, at times in a room filled with 16 other people and living in simple conditions. Those who took part, called volunteers, both contributed and learned. The prince helped locals build wooden walkways and buildings and taught English to school children. He was described by other volunteers as hardworking, humble, and laid back. As one said,
he struck a really good balance between working hard, having fun, getting on with everyone, taking on the team spirit.
The prince said he liked being treated as an equal by other volunteers who came from all walks of life. Around 20% were from problem backgrounds, some having had troubles with drugs or crime. It seems that there's a lot more to education than universities and books, and that the Chilean forests and a little contact with regular people may do a lot for a British prince.